Now, as you listen, please relax. Focus in on my words, but let your awareness spread out. After all, part of the point of what we'll get up to today is to give you an easy, downward-directed, trance-oriented way to take excess or wandering thoughts that you'd like to give some purpose to. After all, we don't always want to drain all the mental energy out of you. Sometimes it has a purpose and there's work to do. So if you're caught up in yourself at the moment and have recently been affected by the physical, emotional demands of your context, by the weary world outside, as I so often cast it, then take the long view with me, that there are things you can do and ways you can be that are improving, but they may need external accountability or the structure of it. And that's what I'm here to provide. A relaxed, charitable ride down into give this a try. And if the motivation that it's a hypnotic anchor, that you are getting to experience an anchored response, is not quite enough, the fact that I do it to myself as well, so I obviously think it's good stuff. As far as our auto-hypnotic, that is, self-dropping, self-directing, habit-building, coordination with your mind's focus. Our bodies, our minds, and our responses are editable, subject to our manipulation. This is what is sometimes called self-improvement, but I prefer to think of it as a permission structure for accountability and tolerance. Tolerance of what's going on, raising your tolerance, raising your confident realm of competency. Pain causes discomfort. We avoid it. We shy away mentally. We attempt to flex our way away and avert, avoid. These instinctive responses exist, but you're making choices about your responses these days, getting caught up in the avoidance without realizing the discomfort that it engenders is beneficial. Being told something you don't need to know or don't want to hear, but it can overstimulate. You have, running above everything else, a baseline set of defenses, requirements, and expectations that serve you well in a variety of contexts. This is about repurposing without discarding or in any way denigrating those contexts. Sometimes it's good to have this response or that response, and other times you'd like to tell yourself, settle down, this is fun. Whatever your response to sinking is it sinking in? That a little anchored response to say this is an okay time to begin, as part of your script, could relax you more. Your mind may be somewhat confused when encountering new situations and opening new doors, may have trouble following down, and when that happens, when you miss out on precisely what mechanism I am using, what courseway down into deepness I am encouraging you to take, you can use your own. Take the tool in your own hand, but first we have to build it. Useful messages tied to simple things, beginning to pair positives to one specific action, one specific trigger, one definite anchor. So I will invite you to visualize situations where an anchor such as that may be quite useful. And we, together, will walk you through until they are useful. Because they belong to you, useful as they are, the use for you is to tap, tap, tap through those things where you would rather refocus, rather re-coordinate, rather have a moment, brief though it may be, to wait and docilely observe your thoughts. Instead of getting carried away, you drop anchor, hypnotic anchor. There's more than one meaning there. You tap two fingers on a place of your choosing. Back of your neck, back of your wrist, inner thigh, doesn't matter, long as you can, without being observed too much. do a gentle percussive tap of a finger or two in a spot. Tap, tap, tap. And at that moment, call to mind something that eases your mind. It can be a recent positive thing. What's your bright spot? Or it can just be the reassurance and reminder that history of response is not destiny of response. That you can tap, 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 and respond. Copying the signal I give you. Copying down the homework for your brain. Euphoria. Thrill, or a moment's pause away from the busy, weary world, and you know it fades to the background. We encourage your poor, confused body to remember that you're in charge when you tap, 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 taking two fingers, and I like to choose behind one ear, lower on the neck, and tap, tap, tap. Pleasing, simple, triggered, autonomic response. Using my brain to call to mind what is really going to be called to mind anyway, because that course is so familiar. Why would I push against it? Positive memories. Recent, calm positivities and docilities. The chemicals flowing in with ease because our brains are easily tricked. The courses on which our thoughts move, the paths to those poor, confused nerves, are necessarily slick. They sometimes slip, and that's our chance. That's our trick. So we take you to a mindset that's appropriate, and we anchor you there, easing you into relaxation with a flood of words that, as they flow over you, steal one or two or three thoughts you weren't using. Using the energy and weight and momentum of those excess things to encourage you to get your thoughts back on track with a tap, tap, tap option. The percussive calming gesture, waiting in the wings, an anchoring thing, associating a certain way of feeling, the way you feel, perhaps, ideally, if you were to pay me a compliment, when you listen to my voice, by choice. Chilling or warming, spending the time curled up in your hypnotic space, in a warm place of desire, delight. If you can call that to mind, great, but even if you can't, when you tap, 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 find that little reserve of calm, be it a deep breath or the knowledge that whatever is going on, it will only go on so long, so you tolerate. With a reminder of accountability to you, of habits and pathways, of which the tapping and the calling positive, momentary, body-flooding, autonomic, soothing thoughts to mind, of which those are two habits you could form, mindsets to adopt that also easily adopt into hypnotic drop. Dropping you right into, as you listen to inductions, as you let them get into your pattern, you can tap, tap, tap along with the pattern and keep tap, tap, extending, tap, suspending, tap, tap. Choose a place where you just gently drum your fingers. It can be rhythmic. It can be soothing, stretching that soothed moment on further and further. Thronging further and further with needless thoughts being directed to a purpose, the excess energy getting purchased in you, finding its way into expression in tap, tap deeper. The deeper you drop in following slow relaxation now, the more the container we've prepared, the anchor that you will drop, grows stronger, moves unaware to be filled up with how you feel. So you can stretch that feeling longer or reveal it in difficult moments by tap, tap, tapping into difficult moments, tapping. Like when you're dropping and want to help it along because you want to get to the parts that fill up the anchor for drop, drop, dropping. You're listening and drop, drop, dropping, creating the very circumstances that will be saved to disc. that will be associated with tap, tap, tap this pleasure, tap this deepness, tap, tap, gently tap into the way you feel now when you need a dose of this accountability in remembering, and you will have incentive to learn this very thing, to be taught and trained toward doing this when you need to just drain some errant thoughts or interrupt a pattern. Interrupt the pattern. If you need to pause and you have to come back and you're fractionated and you decide to pick up from where you left off with me, you will be more than happy to just tap, tap, tap to emphasize your drop back into place, to make it keep pace with where you should be, which is deep with me, hearing my words, and learning the very trick which you've heard me describe and now you fill with this time. You've chosen a comfortable, safe place before coming here, if you followed the instructions, or if you just naturally do that anyway, dear. Either is fine, but you should choose a place to drop regularly so you'll easily recall what you could be adding to the tap, tap, tap. Oh, right, I was tranced. Oh, it feels good to drop. This is one use along with the calming, momentary stop. If you feel safe doing so, then you'll know you have the tool. Encouraging you in my company. And if this is a useful association for you, then you can do that. To make my company and the files you listen with me, the times you hear tap, tap, tap from me, becoming part of what you see inside your head when you tap in, that you can access this like a box with a key, a switch or a button to push, your response actualizing and activating the already half-settled anchor. You're always waiting and complying with tap, tap, tapping, calming, accountable, silent mind, carrying on, briefly quieted, better and better times ahead. When you think, tap, 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 anchored, sinking, the heavy weight into the bed, hands can be glued to thighs or lap or together too, wherever you leave them. The magnetized heaviness is acceptable. Following my words over you like a warm wave is acceptable, is the acceptance you made as the world falls away, like an anchor away, like tap, 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 and play the tape back across your head, in your mind, in that muscle with delusions of grandeur that just waits for input, that brain with its open furrows you settle into, and choose which ones stay tools for you on future days, in future drops, or continuing on from here, learning, tapping, and you can tap nonstop, extending the docile empty moment. The momentous empty moment. Relax for me and imagine it. A moment in which you bring your fingers, tap, into contact with your skin, tap, in a place that's been chosen, tap, tapping into the undercurrent not just of expectation, but of reinforcement, yes. Confidently feel you're doing the right thing to do. Confidently feel that this is you. What you're meant for and made for, to build little structures and fill them in, build anchors and then fill them with the liquid of distilled, focused coordination. Following me, listening well, conjuring from your waiting brain the sensations that bring the swelling confidence. You can calm yourself with a gentle kiss of your skin on your skin. Tap, tap, tap. Begin the cascade of remembering. Savoring what's your bright spot, the good things you think of, in the moment that your mind is freed to take its excess sensation, those places where your thoughts were going without regulation and attention. Now you're paying attention. That's the whole point. To slowly pay lip service, or rather the service of one moment's touch, to your distractible, intractable thoughts that get dragged away to find the place where you're on the right track with me helping, hypnotic tool, helping, carrying you down, tap by tap as you tap in. Comforting, alluring voice can be part of it too. Make the choice to attach some level of the words I'm saying to it too. Perhaps even the sensations of your unruly body lull you deeper, more docilely down. Bring them into line with a tap, 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 drowning out other sensations with the sheer size of the anchor. Many times you follow me now, follow me down. Deeper when we tap, we tap, 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 and see what happens. Sync with it and become familiar. Think of it and apply it to your familiar induction so you get some of them on it when you loop around again. Getting some of that energy of calm, comfort, of knowing your mind is friendly to what's going on, encouraging, and that you should enjoy the sensation before it's too long, before it's been too long since the drop. Relish and add a little bit to your anchor every time, borrowing bits of trance and saying, oh, if I tap, tap. By the second one, you may be like, there's no way this is going to tap. Soothingly, steadily, stably gone for just a moment to get the zoom out and the zoom in, to pause so you can begin. Let interaction with your environment be normal and natural because tap, tap, tapping is already motion, already attention, already putting the plan to build tension in that motion of tapping. And tapping in and tapping out as awareness surrounds you, moving out from the typical more contained trance. You are dancing across more space, more breadth of thought as well. Things you've thought of very well. Draining, desperately warm hypnosis that simply calms itself when you find you're veering away from it. Toleration for things that distract when you think you're veering away from it. The comforted mind surrounded in this space, always veering toward training your commands better. Moving out from you. You are free now to visualize, oh, well, if an anchor has ever been useful, this one has been useful. If there's ever been associated motivation to get the trigger trained, the conditioning imposed, to build a link in your brain between that bright spot and or listening to me, and a little tap that comes in threes on a place you choose to calm, that comes on when there's nothing to do but touch, even if you were to momentarily shut your eyes, try to touch nothing at all. The echoing percussive tap, tap, tap makes an easy anchor for me at least. The least contact of flesh against surface, mind pouring out of body into input. See the moment of interface, tap, 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 and if a soothing following occurs, follow it, cling to it, even with your eyes closed, ears plugged, all your senses but one. You'd still have touch, hun, and you can anchor with it. You can learn to anchor it in you, within you. The sense from the inside having so much to do with the environment around. But it's still entirely yours, and if you found a place to go down, then the warm sense of tap, tap, tapping into this conditioned response. You deliberately call up pleasant memory. Want and linkage between what you hear here and your bright spots, your positivity, caught in it for me, letting the time you spend in trance and use this to enhance what you get, finding time enough, prop your feet up and soak in the words, long toil of the day fading, manifest forward, warm waves, and if you give someone permission, maybe there, tap. Tap, tap, taps into you. Something you know about the task pairing, but the dumping of the brain's expectation that your thoughts have to do something instead of having something done to them, done with them, done to convey more than mere noise. These signals reward. The reward is used as a kind of fuel for the anchor in you, to get it doing what it's meant to do and add more of you and your consideration to the anchored, euphoric installation of a trigger. Tap, 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 soothing, peaceful. Be professional about it, it's yours. An auto-hypnotic flourish to induce you more down. Now you know, down. Warmly aglow, put away, compartmentalize your tools. Little rules like when I do this, I focus on savoring. Warm, positive pleasure. Some small, bright spot. A moment to pause. Like whenever you end up having to rise up from trance and wanting to return to it. Pause, unpause, play, and stay. Deep. Brain asleep and body thrilled. Tap, tap, tap. Leaving your wants fulfilled in the familiarity of restful, drowsy, deep. Some of the excess thoughts asleep, but you know about them. So you muster them into place. I should tap, tap, tap those errant thoughts away and into place. Give them something to do, something to play with, something about you that you stay with. Deeper and deeper down in you is the tap, tap, tap vibration into deep tissue. You know about them, so your body feels the response, a response that exists to notify you, hey, you tap. Tap, tapped, but forgetting is often the hallmark of the day. Oh, maybe I should tap, tap, tap again, getting caught in a rhythmic, self-sustaining anchor filled up with whatever flavor of soothing you want. Tapping into your battery, tapping into your subspace, intimately familiar with your pace and what suggestions are accepted by you. And there can be fractionation and pleasurable induction, things sneaking up on, teaching, training, draining you, of course there can. Those things, surprising though they are part of your plan to add to the anchor. Oh, that one was good. Oh, that helped me some. 1 or 2 or 3% becomes more and more present. Visualize more and more completely exploring what is present. Does the place you tap affect things? Does the rub and the drop and the docile impact of these things? The old mind over matter adage, but the brain is not made to think any thought particularly well. It's just made to dispel thoughts, to deploy them to distant parts of your body where they may do something, where they have already done some lovely things, like giving you a tool, a wonderful, useful anchor tool you fill up. A bolstered moment to zoom out and fill back up on the impulse. Allow me to give you an analogous example from the world of the mind. You have a little thought you want to short circuit or leave behind. Put it to work. Think of how it's related to the main course or some similar occupation, even the things you use to keep from getting bored. And I implore you to use things to keep from getting bored as you drop deeper and deeper like an anchor. Tumbled overboard, tumbling end over end into deepness if this one is useful, and an analogous constant awareness in the back of the brain, like those thoughts that need to be given a purpose. Now you have a purpose that goes with them, a refrain of tap, tap, tapping into a use for the excess errant thought, or in a moment where you need to interrupt one. A useful way to do what you're made to do, what your brain's always done, though maybe with more wrestling and less overt naming. We are describing your tools, so they may be prepared. This can be a pleasant, pleasurable source of relaxation or of soothing in a place where you need those things. But thoughts that intrude Thoughts that could use some interruption or adjustment of attitude. Quite normal. When you tap, 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 that long-built reservoir of anchored information is unleashed on your brain. You might remember times in trance you've done it, and that's why it can be beneficial to think of it as a way of getting back to trance again. But it's you taking a moment apart that you pair with your bright spots, an infusion, a calming ritual that's more effective if you keep it up, like all habits, like all the stuff of automatic sinking, a fixable problem. All the purpose served here is to distract from the outside intrusion, from other mental associations, just part of how our body works. Your body doesn't listen to your very reasoned response and sometimes needs a firm reminder that exists inside a silly little set of rules like this, inside a connection and coordination, intending to bring about bliss through you having the anchor and you beginning to fill it up, your understandable desire to feel all the ways that support the warm learned behavior here means it's no longer mine, dear. This is yours. All yours, and you're doing it to yourself. All yours, just another tool to take off the shelf and apply. Compared to every other creature, your brain uses so much energy, so much excess energy. The idea you could for a moment turn it up, open a valve and let out some of the good momentary calming. Use those distant systems, the regulatory systems. With the mind envisioned here, the nerve endings must run everywhere. Think of the path they follow, from that muscle with delusions of grandeur, from the place between your ears that you think your thoughts come from. If that's true, aren't you letting me put words right into the place your thoughts come from? There must be something more to it than that. Putting gestures into the places your thoughts really come from, your senses interacting with the world. Influencing it, unwinding the deep-wired desire. All you need to do is have an anchor where you put the excess calm coping moment by moment, the instant instinct, calmly derived, docilely applied, to be calm and listen. Let my words in your mind be calmed like a boat on a rippling water, on a lake. Opened in a place where you can take your empty mind to be opened by your own hand. Soothing trance on demand, linked to tap, 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 regardless of location. It's you who chooses. A little invocation in a place all its own. You tap in, you tap out, you tap off, you tap your thoughts into new courses, following that nerve ending tributary. That path down from the brain to the rest of you, the path that remains linked from the brain to the rest of you. So when you tap, you're sending signals up, unlocking it with a little percussive maintenance. Every intricacy of trance that draws you deep can be hung off this anchor and dropped out of that boat into the depths. Trail your fingers to your spot, tap for the test, tap. And press, tap, and press. Impress upon yourself that tapping your skin leads reverberations to begin traveling through those same things we've tracked. Nerves and vessels, colored, sparking heat. I see it as purple light, reminding me to zoom out. Take a breath and divert at least half my thoughts to tap, 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 savoring. The trigger is a trigger to savor. Savoring strengthens the trigger. The invoked trigger to savor also has the side effects that savoring a bright spot or reminding yourself to breathe may ordinarily have. Nothing to do with me, even if it exceeds expectations. The pleasurable nerve endings webbing up to your mind. The conversation itself, you can find it there behind your eyes. Find it there. No surprise, your mind drums down, unaware, a specific signal of pulse, tap, tap, pulse, of small variance in your body, Because what happens to your body might be out of sync with you tapping. You can insist to yourself there's nothing. No conditioned response that all your savoring and time spent here, that your sunk costs of effort, have done nothing, and then you notice it. Or you were unaware of it because surprises are lovely, that the pleasured memory is clamoring, cleansing away, dispelling the artifacts of the weary day in favor of the ever-moving now. Won't just be something you ignore and power through when you acknowledge what you need to take a break from for a second, or what fuels and drops you. That knowledge and acknowledgement gets stronger, mingles with the anchor, and becomes a delayed, surprising way to play. Play out, tap, tap, tapping in and tapping away. Tapping in and not tapping out. Tapping out a message to your system, but sticking with the way you need to approach it to make sure you keep conditioning the pathway down. You are calling my voice, bidden by your needs. A tool shared between us, a tap, 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 oh, nothing and then. A wave of brief peace, calm, reconsideration, acceptance that your thoughts are going to wander. So you give them a place to wander down, luring them with a luring pulse, pulse, tapping systems that tell them where you can be found. When you do the tapping and see that color spreading, coloring all other places in you along the systemic connection between brain and tap point, brain and anchor drop, voice assistance, but you are temporarily aloft and do not need it. Looking down on the weary world around, and the specific separated place you've found that is linked, connected, you and I linked, connected, the point where we together agree to drop the anchor and tap out a message, a signal, your mind communicates the sign that you're in better shape with tap, 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 pause, receive information, an anchoring response, same as call and response or mantras have potency, but there should be physical signs as well. And now you have one from me that washes through your body, from a nerve cluster so close to your mind, from a place connected, the tingling, the warm curling of a body importantly connected to a necessary messenger of calm, peaceful, pause, pulse tap, pause on your increasingly comfortable nerves, your increasingly ready mind, following the tap, tap, tap to a vacant brain that can continue on better with a busy day. And you'll find the anchored memory of each time you gave this little conditioning useful play. Good. 1, 2, 3. Tap freely for me. My voice is an assistant, but the structure is yours. Bioidentical, using bioidentical tools. Whatever you stave off with the tap, tap, tap you enthusiastically attach to might come back later, but the tool is yours. Carried when you need it. And given out when you want to, too. Maybe an extra way of dropping you. A helpful thing a trusted confidant can do. The high-functioning, productive focus of let's get through. Reminders of your toleration from moment to moment. Weariness or a desire for sublimation into something like this, the trance, so clear in your vision, dancing over your brain even if you're clouded by the context in which you tap. You still have the option to turn to that and develop it. Build it, add one more experience to the long list. Of times some internal music, some subtle swaying, carried you away. Tap, tap, if you want to play, you can. Stay in the moment, you can. Apply and intermingle hard work from your own hand. A moment apart. If you're needed at work, in a social situation, out in the world, and it's safe to do. If you need it in private, when I'm dropping you to say, no, get this over with, I want to be deep. Deep and soothed, while diverting some portion of your thoughts to that other process, conjuring positive savoring, building an anchor in excess. You're doing this to yourself, and of course it's helpful. This particular trance anchored, put on the shelf inside you, and if you opened this trance and let it hit you, wash over you, you'd be as deep as you managed to get with me helping you. A good benchmark for mind-dwelling, powerful sinking. Keep it in mind for next time. And tap, tap, tap to remind yourself of this little tool of mine.